Traditionally, in Buddhism, hell is created by our aversion, by our ill will, by our hatred. If we indulge hatred, if we let it take us over, if we get eaten up by hatred, we create hell. We create a world of pain, of torture. The whole world becomes a world of threat. Everything, everyone becomes a threat. Hell is paranoia. Hell is insanity. Everyone, everything is an object of suspicion, a threat pressing in on you. Could we go claustrophobia in this hellish state? Claustrophobia generated by our aversion. So there's a great teaching here from Buddhism. Be very careful. Be very, very careful with hatred, with aversion, with ill will, with anger, with suspicion, with resentment. Be very, very careful indeed. If you let those states run on, if you rationalise those states as somehow being, it's okay to have them because he, she, they did this to me. If you do that, well, they'll start taking hold. You'll create a hell for yourself. You'll trap yourself in the hell of aversion. And probably you'll create a hell for other people as well. The Buddha and the entire Buddhist tradition are very strong about hatred and related states. They're more concerned about that more than anything else. Hatred is the most destructive of all mental states, the most dangerous of mental states. In the Mahayana tradition, they say that, you know, the Bodhisattva, you know, shouldn't be too bothered about craving. That's very, very difficult to remove. And in craving, you still have a kind of connection with others. Great, lovely, great big door of rationalisation to walk through there. I know, but anyway, drive a bus through it, couldn't you? But hatred breaks the connection with others. You break the connection. And that's the worst thing a Bodhisattva can do. Somebody devoted to gaining enlightenment for all beings. It's the worst thing you can do to break the connection. So if you suffer from these kinds of states, you need to get to grips with them quickly and work on them. Don't let them run on. And of course, we all suffer from them to some extent. So we all need to get to grips with them, need to work on them.